You know, Napoleon is famous for once saying, never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake. And that is likely the exact mindset that Chinese President Xi Jinping has as Donald Trump continues to pull the United States deeper into this Iran war, hurt our standing on the global stage, hurt us militarily and economically all at once. Every single missile that the United States uses in this Iran war is one less missile that Xi Jinping has to worry about if he wants freedom of action in some future military ambition, or as Trump calls them, excursions, for example. And listen, they talked about this during the meeting. Xi Jinping made a reference to Taiwan, which he very clearly wants to invade and take for his own, and even warned, threatened Donald Trump that things could get messy and chaotic if the United States tries to defend Taiwan in any way. Now, we have a strategically ambiguous posture towards Taiwan. We won't directly say what we're going to do if they're invaded, but we likely would end up protecting them militarily. We'll get to that in just one moment. The video that you just saw on screen is Donald Trump awkwardly taking a sip of champagne while in Beijing for Xi Jinping. It is very well known that Trump does not drink, even though he is awfully, you know, reckless and incoherent either way for somebody who doesn't drink. He quite literally struggles to get the sip of champagne down, and you can see him choke on it. It's actually kind of interesting.
Thank you, everybody.
I didn't know if I saw that right the first time, but watch how he chokes on the sip. Old president who does not know what he's doing. Continuing, Chinese children welcomed Donald Trump when he entered Beijing. I mean, I guess Xi Jinping really knows what Trump likes. Remember, Trump is famous for saying, referring to Xi Jinping and Kim Jong-un and how he wants the people to react when he lands in America. He wants people cheering and jumping. This take might be radical for some modern-day Republicans to hear, but I don't think we should be more like China in how we treat our citizens on a day-to-day basis. There's a lot of surveillance, a lot of flaws. The United States is not perfect, but continuing on, I do want to talk about Iran for one second because it was looming over this entire meeting. Donald Trump was directly asking Xi Jinping to step in and help reopen the strait. And as I said before, Xi Jinping is very incentivized to let his enemy make a mistake, let Donald Trump continue to hurt the United States militarily. In the name of making America more safe on the global stage, Donald Trump has left us all more vulnerable to some sort of attack or escalation. According to the CSIS, one third to one half of our various precision weapons and munition stockpiles have been used in our war with Iran. So if the Chinese want freedom of action in a military sense, if they want to move around, if they want to be able to start wars with Taiwan or wherever, then they are less and less afraid of the United States on a daily basis because every missile we use in Iran is one that can't be pointed at them either. And the entire thing that I want to point out is none of this had to happen. It didn't have to be like this. President Obama finally spoke out on the Iran war and talked about how he had a way better deal. This is worth watching. And by the way, if you want to boost this type of message in the algorithm, make sure you hit the like below. Subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We are one community pushing towards a better America. And that starts with hitting back against these MAGA lies. But you know, as much I absolutely love President Obama, but I wish he would speak out about things like this a little bit more. When Obama was the president back in 2012, Trump would literally commentate about everything Obama did. He would send out raging tweets about every single step that Obama made. And I don't think the former President Obama should have to do that about Trump, but I think a little bit more affirmative narrative control would be good. I mean, call it out. Say how dumb Trump's new strategy is. I understand that you don't want to undermine the current situation that we're in, but the way he puts it here is perfect. He says, we pulled it off without even firing a single missile. And the reality is now we are depleting our missile stockpiles as Xi Jinping is running laps around our president. Watch.
Without firing, we pulled it off
without firing a missile, we got 97% of their enriched uranium out. They were able to maintain a modest civilian nuclear program for energy. And
so you think it was working?
Well, it's, not only did I think it was working, even Israeli intelligence thought it was working. Even our intelligence services thought it was working. So there's no dispute that it worked. And we didn't have to kill a whole bunch of people or shut down the Strait of Hormuz. Now,
well, there was some dispute that it didn't work.
Well,
our present president believed that it didn't work, which is why he pulled out of it.
It's not clear that he didn't believe that it didn't work. He just said it didn't work.
Worst deal of all time.
Yeah, because I did it, which is fine. That seems to be a pattern. But there was no serious independent folks who would say that it didn't work with respect to the nuclear program. Now,
oh, it's so nice hearing somebody rational and smart and articulate talk about these things. After years and years of hearing Donald Trump, and even to an extent hearing, you know, Joe Biden try to get out some of these talking points near the end of his term, it's so nice and refreshing to hear somebody affirmatively say, the deal was good. The current situation is bad. Trump is an idiot, and he's likely just racist against Obama. Oh, it's so nice to hear. Sorry.
If your agenda was to bring about regime change in Iran, well, that wasn't the goal of the agreement. If your goal was to dismantle the Iranian military so that it couldn't cause any other problems in the region, then it didn't do that, but that wasn't the goal.
The goal was to make sure that Iran had oversight and stopped their nuclear development. It wasn't regime change, as Obama says. It wasn't to completely wipe out every scientist on the map. Trump is starting a whole new venture, a whole new war after tearing up Obama's JCPOA about a decade ago. Now he's in China, creating a bigger and bigger mess, being taken advantage of by Xi Jinping, who knows. Napoleon quotes, I'm sure. He knows the art of war. He understands the fact that every single time Donald Trump uses a missile and Fs up in this Iran war, it puts Xi Jinping in a slightly better position. This is just the reality. This is the cold, hard reality of geopolitics. Let's listen here.
How are your talks, sir?
It's great.
Did you talk about China?
Great place. Incredible. China is beautiful.
Did you talk about Taiwan, Mr. President?
Very peculiar vibe right here that we'll get into in just 1 minute. But we then got news that the Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson Mao Ning posted that Xi Jinping warned Donald Trump during their meeting. So, you know, their spokesperson, Mao Ning, posted that Xi Jinping warned Donald Trump during the meeting that Taiwan is the most important issue in U.S.-China relations and that mishandling it could lead to, quote, clashes and even conflicts, putting the entire relationship in great jeopardy. Let's read what the spokesperson said in particular. President Xi stressed to President Trump that the Taiwan question is the most important issue in China-U.S. relations. So this is China immediately setting their narrative on what happened. Who knows how long Taiwan was talked for? It could have been a passing comment. It could have been a full conversation. But they are now immediately trying to plant the narrative that, you know, Xi Jinping did not back down and made it clear. If it is handled properly, the bilateral relationship will enjoy overall stability. Otherwise, the two countries will have clashes and even conflicts, putting the entire relationship in great jeopardy. Taiwan independence and even cross-strait peace are as irreconcilable as fire and water. Wow, okay, so they don't want an independent Taiwan at all. Safeguarding peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait is the biggest common denominator between China and the U.S. I mean, dude, that is incredibly, incredibly firm and assertive. They are saying that there will be war. If we try to protect Taiwan in any military manner, there will be war, and we likely would. Again, we're rather ambiguous on what exactly we would do, but Taiwan is very, very important. Continuing here, when you see this, meeting between Xi and Trump that I just played, CNN analysts were saying that Trump seems uncharacteristically restrained and quiet. Usually he's quite loud and freewheeling, but he was really quiet during this. It could have been because of the Taiwan chat they had or because he knows that he's the guest here. Listen.
Hiding, let's listen in, Betsy. Standing, let's listen in. Hearing to pose for a photo here.
Let's listen in. President, did you talk about Taiwan?
Thank you, press.
You think that was killing him not to say something? In that scenario, he's trying to show some respect.
Just an uncharacteristically, uncharacteristically restrained President Trump there. Usually would have something to say on that subject, many others. And we've seen him be quite freewheeling in his public appearances, even in the last week, going off script regularly. But really, in that situation, making clear that he understands he is Xi's guest here. Or just not wanting to talk about it.
Yep, just not wanting to talk about it.
Right, and there is also pressure from some of the Chinese folks that are used to handling media in a different way than maybe some of the American folks are used to handling media as well.
The reality is he was likely shaken from whatever happened in the Taiwan meeting, and then secondly, following Xi Jinping's lead and saying, I'm not going to start yelling if he's going to be quiet next to me. Here's Trump immediately during their open press conference talking about how he was super impressed by the children that were greeting him as we watched earlier. Let's take a listen to this.
Well, President Xi, I want to thank you very much. First of all, that was an honor like few have ever seen before. And I think I was particularly impressed by those children. They were happy. They were beautiful.
Bro, you got to just stop. He's got to stop.
The military is obvious. It couldn't be better. But those children were amazing, and they represent.
Oh, my God. He went back to the children.
So much. And I know they represent so much to you.
Okay. One final thing I want to show you. I can't even believe this. It's an account called MAGA Voice. Let me zoom in on this Twitter account. MAGA Voice. Donald Trump won. Proud patriot, pro Elon Musk, 1.4 million followers. Wow, okay. All right, so MAGA Voice posts, breaking. President Xi stuns the room by saying to Trump, we should be partners, not rivals. I never in a million years would have thought Xi would say something like that. The deep state is shaking right now. Okay, spoiler alert. You guys are now the deep state. You are now absolutely glazing Beijing, China, and Xi Jinping because he said nice words that he's been saying for a decade. I mean, the spoiler alert here is Xi Jinping has been saying this for a while. China wants to be more economically interconnected with the United States, but there are very real problems with their, I don't know, human rights abuses of Uyghur Muslims, of the fact that they rip off our IP, the fact that they want to invade Taiwan. There's a lot of genuine concerns that we have here between, you know, China's sort of authoritarian model and our model. But the economic intersection of these countries isn't new. It's not new whatsoever. The deep state is not shaking. MAGA will just be pro-Russia or pro-China just as quickly as they're anti-Russia or anti-China. They've spent years calling the Democratic Party like an arm of the CCP, saying we're part of communist China. But the second that Xi Jinping says something nice, they say the deep state is shaking. You are the deep state. Overall, this has been yet another fruitless meeting for the United States. Donald Trump has done a series of grandiose meetings with world leaders since he's taken office, from yelling at Zelensky in the Oval, to welcoming Putin on a red carpet, to flying over to China to talk to Xi in Beijing. And for all of this, he's gotten us nothing. For all of this, he's put the world into a worse place, put the United States in a worse place, and all he's been focused on is relentlessly and ruthlessly enriching himself at the expense of the American people. It's turning into a zero-sum game where every single policy decision Donald Trump makes seems to directly harm us or spike inflation or spike gas prices or take away our insurance. Every single foreign trip that Donald Trump is taking is no longer to the benefit of us. He's not trying to reshore manufacturing and cut a deal with Xi Jinping. He didn't even assert himself in any manner. It seems like he got bitched around and got talked, slapped around about Taiwan and then left with nothing. Maybe she bought some Boeing jets or whatever, but that was already a deal that was in place. I'm going to leave it there. If you guys appreciate these videos, make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler channel below. I love you all. Peace out.